And as the ash continues to disrupt air travel, the eruption is causing flooding in Iceland. Scientists studying the volcano say their latest evidence shows that the eruption may be subsiding, but in the imprecise world of predicting the behavior of volcanoes, it also may not be subsiding. NPR science correspondent Joe Palca is in Reykjavik and joins us now. And first, Joe, what's the evidence that things are quieting down with this volcano?
Well, Robert, what the scientists have is some very precise tools for saying exactly where the Earth is at any given moment. And what they've been noticing over the last few months is that the Earth has been sort of moving apart as if something like a balloon was filling up a bit underneath the Earth. And that was the magma that was coming into this volcano. And now the Earth is moving back closer together. So that makes it seem like what was in the volcano is largely spewed out of the volcano. Now, that doesn't mean there's not some deep stuff that's still going to erupt, but the top stuff seems to have come out or largely come out.
And what's the latest on the direction of the ash plume?
Well, I just came back from the Icelandic Meteorological Office, and they tell me there that the wind is turning slightly coming from the north, which means that instead of pointing directly at Northern Europe, it's pointing a little bit more toward the south. But what's going to happen is it's going to go south and then it's going to turn east. And so it's still going to cause a problem over much of Northern Europe and Europe in general.
Joe, I want you to explain the link between the volcano and the problem of flooding in Iceland.
Well, the flooding is because on top of this volcano, there's a sheet of ice. What happens is when the volcano erupts, it pokes a hole in the ice. Well, if it just did that and poked a hole straight up, that would be one thing. But what happens is it tends to form a little fissure, and the fissure goes downhill, and then water starts filling into this fissure, and then the water in the fissure starts cascading downhill. And when it gets to the end of the glacier, it starts going over the land with incredible force. And if that happens, then whoever's in the path of that water is going to get flattened.
Now, predicting the behavior of the volcano is a very uncertain business. What are scientists there going to be doing to monitor at this point?
Well, in addition to these remote sensing devices, now they're going to start sneaking up to it. They're actually begun to take water samples to see what the composition of the ash and lava is. And that tells them something about how long the magma has been underground and where it's coming from, and hopefully something about what can be expected. So it's they're going to be tiptoeing a little bit closer over the next couple days, in addition to the remote sensing, which is by far the safer way to watch a volcano.
Okay, Joe. And look, we've danced around this long enough. How do you say the name of the volcano in Iceland?
Well, I've been practicing, but I don't think I quite have it. I've been trying to say it's Eyjafjallajökull, but why don't we let an expert do it?
Eyjafjallajökull.
Well, that wasn't too bad. That was Kristín Vágfjörð, although I don't know if I've done that right either.
Kristín Vágfjörð.
Okay, so my Icelandic accent is getting a little better, I think.
That's easy for her to say. Joe Palka, yep, in Reykjavik, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're very welcome.